Ask a young child to draw a shark, and odds are she'll pick up a gray crayon, draw a torpedo shape on the page, then complete the picture with an impressionistic dorsal fin and tail and an impressive mouth of teeth. Kids seldom forget the teeth. In Peter Benchley's Jaws, arguably the most infamous great white shark tall tale ever told, Carcharodon carcharias is described as being, quote, like a locomotive with a mouth full of knives. With a multiplicity of thin wafer-white triangles, each one dangerous and serrated, we know a top predator when we see one. The great white shark is the largest predatory fish alive. But how did the great white get those teeth that are so iconic that even a toddler can expertly draw them? Ancestors of the great white shark had smooth, unserrated teeth because they were primarily fish eaters. But somewhere along the evolutionary tree, something happened, and those famous pearly whites started evolving. Evidence of this comes from fossil yards in southwestern Peru, a desert area famous for numerous well-preserved remains of ancient sea creatures, like an incredible find in 2009, the 40-million-year-old vertebrae and teeth of an early Mako shark. Why was this so important? Because its teeth were lightly serrated. And when scientists talk about evolutionary advantage, most agree that when sharks began to show up with serrated teeth, they branched out from being exclusively fish eaters to being true carnivores who feasted on both fish and marine mammals. Marine mammals are a bigger, stronger, and altogether tougher meal, but a great white's serrated teeth can rip and shred all that skin, blubber, and bone. Seals are the great white shark's preferred food, but these apex predators also eat many other species, including sea turtles and tuna. They take huge chunks out of dead whales. They've even been known to eat seabirds, leaping dramatically out of the water to snare a petrel or shearwater. These sharks have earned their top of the food chain status. First, they're opportunists with teeth that can be up to 3 inches long. Great whites have 26 teeth in each row of their upper jaw, 24 in each row of their lower jaw, and 2 or 3 functional rows. And behind those, rows and rows of baby teeth grow in a special membrane that continually unfurls like the treads of a tank. The great white is constantly shedding and growing teeth. Just one animal can go through 50,000 teeth in its lifespan. Remarkably, those terrifying teeth have actually evolved from harmless skin. That's right, the skin of sharks and rays is not covered in scales like that of bony fish. Instead, it's covered in tiny overlapping V-shaped bodies called dermal denticles. They give the skin a rough texture, much like sandpaper. In fact, in the days before commercial sandpaper, dried shark skin was actually used as an abradant. Shark teeth, then, are basically enlarged and specialized dermal denticles. Now that doesn't sound scary, does it? Well, perhaps if you're a seal. From tooth to tail, great white sharks are fascinating. To learn more about one of the Earth's great predators and its amazing teeth, visit aqua.org/ablueview. A Blue View is produced for WIPR by the National Aquarium, whose mission is to inspire conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.